Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Had to let the music play, a.k.a. I didn't have my headphones plugged in and on my head yet. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens here in our beautiful Brighton studios, beautiful Christmas tree with Red Sox ornaments and colored balls and
a giant photo of Greg Hill. How does Greg get to be the tree topper thus far?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
All right, Greg, why are you Well, how much time do we have?
Not enough. We got a loaded show today. Ted Johnson. We'll be in at 3. We'll do our TED Talk coming off the Patriots 33-15 win on Monday Night Football.
We won?
We won. We on top of the world, and wow. We're going to get to that a little bit later. Lots of national attention for your New England Patriots, a very good football team that has more wins than anyone in the NFL heading into the bye week. And in case you didn't know it was the bye week, Drake May told us at the beginning of our interview with him yesterday it was the bye week, and he had some things he needed to get to, so if we could expedite the process.
What?
Oh, yeah, so we did. I think we did a solid. We earned he owes us one.
Right.
He said, you know what? I'd like to get to my bye week. And we were like, okay, get to your bye week. So he owes us the. You know, remember Bill used to say, for every short week, there's a long week, and every long week, there's a short week?
Yeah.
Hey, Drake, for every short interview, there's a long one. You owe us one. Just saying that. You owe us one.
He owes us one. And as far as those who may be like, oh, man, that wasn't the Drake I was looking for coming off that literally giant win heading into the bye. Everybody deserves a mulligan. Like,
absolutely.
He's got to do 18 interviews with us. You play 18 when you're out with your friends, just, you know, hacking away at the Muni. Everyone gets a mully.
We all have had senior-itis in high school, vacation-itis at a job where you're like, I can't believe I need to work today. All I can think about is getting home to the family, the beach, the vacation, whatever. So, Drake May, no problem. Water under the bridge. We're moving on. And actually, we're going to kick things off here, not with the present day Patriots,
but a review of his wife's cinnamon brown sugar sourdough.
No, because we'll get into that, I think, at some point. There are people that love that. I know my son's girlfriend and all her friends, college girls, love that stuff.
I would absolutely slice that up.
I could not possibly care less about that.
Yeah.
Like, I see those things and I'm like, who watches these? Like, teenage girls, cool. Watch them. Enjoy them.
The answer is lots of people. And
why?
Of course, everyone is all hot and bothered and frothing up because, did you see Drake May's cameo when she said it's 12:39 at night?
I didn't care.
He literally showed his face for 1 second.
You know when I cared? I cared Monday night between 8:15 and 11:15 when he was kicking ass and winning Offensive Player of the Week in the AFC. Yet another feather in the Patriots' cap as they continue to show you why they're so good. They've had so many of those award winners.
They're not peaking, are they?
I hope not.
Right,
but we'll get into that because we're starting with the olden day Patriots because word broke today that Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame ballot. They got the nod from the, what do they call it, the Blue Ribbon Panel, picked Belichick as the coach nominee, picked Kraft as the contributor nominee, and they will be in a group that includes three other players. That's Roger Craig, Ken Anderson, and L.C.
Greenwood. Yeah.
So they are in the mix, and the way it goes now is the 50 Hall of Fame voters, and I should mention, We'll talk at 3:45, as we do every Wednesday, to Adam Schefter, a former Hall of Fame voter that I'm guessing will have some insight into how this process will play out. But the voters will get this list of five contributors, seniors, and coaches, and they will be able to vote for three of the five, and you need to get 80% of the votes to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Robert Kraft is a finalist. Bill Belichick is a finalist in his first year of eligibility.
And isn't Robert Kraft the only senior-level contributor to make this final ballot? If I'm not mistaken, I believe he...
What does that mean? He's like, the only contributor.
He's the only contributor.
Yeah, the contributor list was cut down to Robert Kraft.
Yep.
A lot of people think it should have been Clark Shaughnessy, who literally invented the forward pass and basically all the formations that are used in football, but he didn't make the cut. Robert Kraft, after, I believe the number that's being thrown around is 14 years of campaigning by Patriots PR man Stacey James and others to get Robert into the Hall of Fame.
Clark Shaughnessy may have invented the forward pass, but did he believe, we are all Patriots?
No, I don't think he did. I believe we were all Stanford Cardinal and Chicago Bears at the time, or wherever he was. But we're going to start off with Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Fitzy, how do you think this plays out? How should it play out? How will it play out if those are different answers? How should it go? How will it go?
It should be that Kraft and Belichick, regardless of how you feel about the mistakes Robert Kraft has made since the end of the dynasty and the Tom Brady era, it should be that regardless of how you feel about Bill Belichick's personal life or his misgivings, trappings, and failures at the University of North Carolina and inability to get hold of another NFL head coaching job, it should be that the two of them go in metaphorically hand in hand, certainly, obviously, not going in.
Oh, you don't think they're going to hold hands
I doubt they're probably going to get together.
That's not my hand, Robert.
Wow. That was Andy Hart, host one of WEI.
There's animosity. We know it.
I know.
They don't like each other.
It's
gone sideways.
They won't be having dinner at Davio's. They're not going to be getting two for Tuesday at Bertucci's anytime soon together.
No.
That being said, they both deserve to go in now. And anyone that does not vote for them, anyone who is part of them not getting 80% of the vote, is 100% either biased or an idiot. You cannot deny how significant they were, not to just one of 32 organizations in the NFL and one of the most prominent and obviously successful ones, but how they are both legends to the game and titans of the industry of the NFL as it stands right now.
So I think the case is stronger, and I put it out to poll, our daily poll on at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Today's poll was simply, who is more deserving now that they are finalists? Is it Robert Kraft or is it Bill Belichick? And I'm probably not surprised. What do you think the voting is at right now?
Who is more deserving, Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft? It's going to be Bill Belichick at 69%.
Nope. A little nicer than that, 73% Bill Belichick, 27% for Robert Kraft. And it's been that way the whole way. I checked it after like 15 votes, and it sort of stayed steady. It's been 70-something to 20-something basically the entire way. And I kind of agree with it. This is Bill Belichick's first year of eligibility. And I would argue there is no argument against Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick should be on all 50 ballots that vote for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, push aside any feelings you have about UNC, everything else that's gone on.
That's
with
after
him.
His career as a
I
pro
know,
football
but the
coach.
Problem is, Andy, people are humans. I'll explain. Like they have these natural biases that develop. They have these feelings that sadly taint their judgment in regards to people's professional accomplishments, and they think like, oh, this guy kind of sucks. Like, no, forget about that. Look at him as a defensive coordinator. Look at him as a head coach. Look at the accomplishments. 8 rings, 6 rings head coach, however you feel.
Oh, no, the 8 rings count now.
Yeah, now
he's a
now
pro football coach.
Right.
Like, that's part of his resume. He won the Super Bowl as an assistant, and then he won the Super Bowl a lot as a head coach. Mm-hmm. So that all counts on his Pro Football Hall of Fame resume, which is why I believe it should be 50-0. If you vote against Bill, the only shred of reason I think you can give is if you're a super stickler and you say, I don't know. There were some of those scandals that I didn't care for. How much of a factor were those Gates in his success? If you're one of those people, I think that's the lone argument. Because what he did without Tom Brady, I don't really care. What he did with Tom Brady was ridiculous. Just like Bill Walsh had a lot of success with Joe Montana.
Honestly, it's never to be duplicated. And then when you look at the owner, forget about the fact, you know, trading for Belichick, whatever, and oh, he can spin all the yarn he wants about how he drafted Brady or was part of all that process. Regardless, he did keep these two massive egos, these two incredible contributors to the Patriots and the NFL together for as long as he did, and also changed the way the CBA and the NFL is marketed.
So I think Robert's candidacy is a little muddier, and I say that because, A, there's some people that don't think owners should be in the Hall of Fame. So right there, there may be some people voting on that panel, and the panel includes some old guys, some guys that have been around the NFL for 50, 60-year type guys. And if you don't believe an owner should be in, you're automatically going to vote for Bill and Roger Craig and Elsie Greenwood, right? You're going to say, I'm not
Roger
voting for
Craig
an owner.
Over Robert Kraft, as great a running back as Roger Craig was, yes, first
redefine
running back.
Redefine the position.
To a degree, yes, he's the first running back that ever got 1,000 rushing yards and 1,000 passing yards in a season. But are you telling me Roger Craig, as a forerunner to Priest Holmes or LaDainian Tomlinson, is more significant to the NFL game than Robert Kraft? That's bat guano crazy.
No, but I'm telling you, Robert Kraft has literally never stepped on a sideline because he doesn't do it like the woman in Indianapolis. So he stays in his owner's box. And if you're a believer that I'm only voting for what is on the field, the coaches, the players, those types of things, I think you can say, Robert Kraft, great owner. Mm-hmm. Start like a different award, owner of the year, all time, whatever. But he doesn't deserve
it. But what about Jerry's in there?
But sometimes that's a slippery slope, and I don't know. So that to me is, because if the other issue is, why is it taking this long? You know what I mean? Like, he's had the same resume forever.
I think the fact that that Stacey James and many people within the organization have continued to campaign for him has actually worked against his.
Because I am a believer that if you believe owners should be in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
then Robert Kraft should be voted with Bill Belichick. The problem is that was true last year, the year before that. Like, why hasn't he gotten in is the question. But no, if you think owners deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, then I think this year you only have one vote left. You have your first two votes are Patriots because they built, and you can even give Robert credit for a lot of things beyond the simple dynasty. He went to the Super Bowl in 96. He was the owner. He helped bridge the gap or whatever in the CBA.
2011, have Jeff Saturday opine for him tomorrow on Get Up on ESPN.
The TV contracts that are going through the roof and just saw record-setting numbers on Thanksgiving, Robert Kraft was at the forefront of all of that. All the success the NFL is having, Robert Kraft had his fingers in over the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. So he should be a Hall. So therefore, if you vote Bill Belichick and you vote Robert Kraft, you got one left. Now you can go, I don't really care what you do. Go Roger Craig, go Elsie Greenwood. Oh, yeah, that's what we need, another Steeler in the Hall of Fame. And why don't we just put the whole
damn
team in?
Here we go. I haven't read the book. I know of it. I'm not sure if you've read it. Every day is Sunday, or every day should be Sunday. The one about how.
Yeah.
About how. Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and Goodell have basically, you know, changed the way the NFL has done business from when it was a $1 billion a year industry to now like a $40 billion a year industry. I think other things have along the way contributed to that, like, I don't know, gambling, fantasy football, etc. But that said, you can't deny the impact outside of Route 1 and, you know, the mall around Tom Brady Place.
617-779-7937. Let's throw it out there. What's going to happen with the Hall of Fame voting now that we know the two future statues, maybe, outside of Gillette Stadium are finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Bill Belichick in his first year of candidacy, and no, it has nothing to do with North Carolina or off the field, anything. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so the fact that he went 4-8, Stiz, does not hurt his candidacy. And Robert Kraft is a finalist, I think, for the first time. He's been in the process for a while now.
Yes.
I think this is the first time he's made it to this finalist category, although they've also altered the rules a few times in recent years. But they are now in a group of five finalists that includes the veteran players, Roger Craig, Ken Anderson, and Elsie Greenwood, a coach in Bill Belichick, and a contributor in Robert Kraft. So who gets in? Who should get in? 617-779-7937.
It's tough. Belichick has to be at the top of the whole list.
Has to be.
Okay.
If he doesn't get in, it's one of the great disgraces in sports.
Then again, people are just showing true colors. It's just bias central population voters.
But you don't have to like him. You can look at all
I don't think a lot of people do.
Marks, but I'm sorry, when you look at it, he did, and we did have one, 978. Cheaters do not belong in the Hall of Fame. Okay, I guess that's your one out with anybody attached to the Patriots. So I would say this, 978. I would say this real quick, 978. Make sure you keep that same energy when Tom Brady's on the ballot. Because Tom Brady was suspended for Deflategate. So if you believe cheaters shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, first of all,
damage is done, my friend.
You might actually want to go to Canton and remove some busts, because I'm guessing there's some cheaters that are in the Hall of Fame there at this point. But if you believe Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because they're cheaters, make sure you hold the same standard to Tom Brady. Because they're all either cheaters together or not cheaters at all, right?
Yeah, because you don't think Brady knew about the sideline videotapes? You don't think Tom Brady knew about Dorito Dink and the buddy over there?
They were all fined the same. Like, yeah. He took advantage. Like, so either they all go in or they all stay out. And I'd like
the deflator,
to hear,
excuse me.
I would love to hear somebody make an argument against Tom Brady for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's a phone call I'd love to take.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Cam Newton, can you do that? I know you're into saying things that make no sense. Can you make a case for
now,
Tom Brady?
Now, that's a good question, reporter guy, but I'm just telling you right now.
I poked.
Don't poke the bear.
From a distance.
Seriously, if Belichick is not unanimous, that's pathetic. It is pathetic if Bill Belichick does not get in first ballot with unanimity amongst all 50 voters, and Kraft quite honestly should as well. It should be coach, it should be owner, and then you can decide amongst quarterback who lost to the 49ers, running back from the 49ers, and defensive end from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who you think should be
the 17th Steeler who should go into
Correct,
the Hall of Fame
yes.
from the
7th. Meanwhile, there's how many Patriots from the double dynasty
well,
run so
far?
That's
the other thing that I actually like. Not that this should play in the minds of voters.
It's Seymour and Ty Law, correct?
Yes. Not that this should play in the mind of voters, but you could set up a ridiculous Patriot weekend in Canton. If it's Bill Belichick and it's Robert Kraft, and then you get Vinatieri or Harrison or Wilfork or somebody else, one or two, you could have Patriots just taking over the state of Ohio for the induction ceremony. How about that? Imagine if you're sitting home, or you could go, Fitzy. Maybe you'll go.
I very well would enjoy that.
You're
would be
sitting
a nice,
in the crowd.
Nice little caravan.
Robert's up there. Bill's up there. They're way on opposite ends of the stage. In the middle somewhere is Vinatieri,
right.
who hates one of them, maybe hates, I don't know, because he got run out of town. Wouldn't that be a Patriot weekend?
It would be phenomenal. You know what they'll probably even do? Maybe what they'll do is they'll be like, you know, Mike Tirico will be like, and it's our absolute pleasure also to welcome back the 7-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots to play in their first ever Canton, Ohio Hall of Fame
game. We also had a texter, 508, said it'd be funny if the voters are waiting to put the three of them in together. Brady.
The triad, the thruple that was Kraft, Belichick, and Brady?
I don't like that.
No.
I believe Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
This is what Bridget, by the way, if they both get in, Andy, this will, I believe, in some ways, and I think this will also be just the same way Tom Brady night was cathartic for a lot of Patriots fans and a lot of people in Pat's Nation. The healing begun. He came back to us, even though now he's a part owner of the Raiders. Plus, also, he cloned his dog and sells air fryers. Having Bill Belichick and Ryan, it's never going
to Don't forget, him. He leveraged the love of his dog to clone it or something. He used the word leverage and
yes.
love in the same sentence.
No, he is a space alien.
Honey, can I leverage our love to get another lemon meringue pie tonight?
And
is
lost,
that how that works?
And lost his power-walking Brazilian super bride to a jiu-jitsu
Jesus.
Instructor. Be that as it may. That said, that has nothing to do with the fact that maybe if Belichick and Kraft go in together, this will help bridge a little bit of the gap between the two of them. Maybe they'll finally de-ice that bridge between the two of them.
That is possible, because remember,
that would be good.
The Tampa Bay Bucks returning to Gillette Stadium is when the de-icing took place post-game between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. So if you force these two together, and generally, I don't know if people know this, teams throw parties when their player goes into the Hall of Fame or whatever. So Robert Kraft will have a big party in Canton. Everybody will be invited. He and Bill could be there
together. Will we get an invite?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Don't think it's happening.
Okay.
But maybe that party's an opportunity for Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft to break bread, sit down, have that 20-minute conversation.
And if the invite says 20, if the invite says 25 and over, Bill probably won't go.
Oh, come on. Fitzy, can you settle a score for me?
Sure.
You know I like to fight with the text line. The 508 says, what did Kraft have to do with the NFL in the 90s? Yes, you said that. Could you explain it to him?
Oh, no big deal. Just kept the franchise in Foxborough as opposed to taking them to St. Louis or Hartford, where they certainly would have failed. Got the new stadium built as well. Oh, and by the way, in his third year of ownership, the team went back to the playoffs. In his fifth year of ownership, when he brought Bill Parcells in, they went to the Super Bowl, and they have since begun a dynastic run, the likes of which even the Pittsburgh Steelers are jealous of. No big deal.
And he also joined the media, TV, whatever committee of owners that did all the contracts for TV for the league, which have grown exponentially to the point where they are they're what every other league wants. They all dream of having, like, hey, how come those guys make so much money out there? So
who do you think?
Is this a person that thinks the NFL in New England started in week two of 2001 when Tom Brady started playing?
Week three.
This is you people.
Yeah, week
three. This is you people.
Right. Week three.
This is you.
Yes,
you want to know
yes.
why I get angry? That right there is why I get angry. Somebody who doesn't know that Robert Kraft owned the Patriots in the 90s and was an influential owner of the Patriots in the 90s when they went to a Super Bowl.
This is basically, Andy, you know, like when you're driving home in the winter. And like you get the like it's late afternoon, you get that low winter sun in your face, and you're like, my God, I can't see for miles. That is the low winter sun of ignorance on the text line right there from one particular Patriots fan. What did Robert Kraft have to do with the NFL in the 1990s? Please, again, I'll use Tom Brady voice when he said with frustration in his voice over not getting his final contract. Talk to Mr. Kraft. I will say to you guys. Talk to Jeff Saturday. Talk to other people around. Talk to Peyton Manning. They'll tell you.
617-779-7937. Sounds like Fitzy and I are on a similar page. Robert Kraft is maybe going to get in the Hall of Fame. Bill Belichick absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame come August. Coming up next, we talk about the current Patriots, who are the talk of the NFL. They're number one in a lot of power rankings. I think Tom Brady has something to say about them. And people are debating, are the 11-win Patriots the best team in football as they head into their bye week? We'll talk about that next with a little Stephen A. audio. That's always fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.